Three Dog Thursday on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network of shows is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds in every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today and get a $500 risk-free sports bet by downloading the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com to start winning today. That's WynnBET.com. to get a $500 risk-free bet from us at Sports Gambling Podcast Network. We're also brought to you in part by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use the promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you in part by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is DFS simplified. Head over to prizepicks.com, use the promo code SGP, get a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. And we're brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's better, BETTOR, fantasy.com/SGPN. And we're also brought to you in part by the SGPN app. Just enter SGPN in the App Store or the Google Play Store to download it today.
Football fans, it's time to go on the record for this week's matchups in pro and college football. With just one catch, we're only interested in underdogs. Who can keep it close, if not pull the outright upset? Time to find out. It's Three Dog Thursday. Now here's your host, TJ Reeves.
Yes, indeed. We are back for another fun-filled edition and ready to talk mucho underdogs here on the only digital radio show and podcast you need, covering the teams that are less thought of, likely the road team, getting some points in college football and the pros. It is Three Dog Thursday. I am the somewhat capable host. Straight ahead, Brian Edwards, senior handicapper from Vegas Insider, MajorWager.com's very own. He's smarting. He's got a black armband on right now for Todd Grantham being dismissed at Florida. What in the world is wrong with his Gators since last we talked to him? We will talk to him here about that and get some college and NFL underdog selections from him. Glad that you have found us, however you did, through a social media link, Sports Gambling Podcast, Sports Gambling Podcast network of shows on the app or on sportsgamblingpodcast.com. They promote us. They do a great job. As always, we release on Thursday mornings. Subscribe to the podcast. You get it automatically if you are following or subscribing. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, subscribe away. Podcast comes automatically to you, and we love that. So again, once again last week, TC Martin on fire, not one, not two, but three NFL underdog outright winners documented on this show. TC will be back in the no huddle underdog. He's only got to give me one this week, but three more for him. My man TC has now picked 10 of 11 successful underdogs in the 9 weeks on this show. That's incredible. The run that he's on. So we're anxious to see what NFL doggy he has on the no huddle picks coming up later on in the show. I also here on this program was very confident about a couple of college games, and both of them came through last week on the program, including the Purdue Boilermakers getting it done with Michigan State and Army on the neutral field beating Air Force in a dramatic overtime game. If you were listening on Three Dog Thursday, we were handing out the doggies. You got five more of them off the show from last week. I even agreed with TC on the Atlanta Falcons for my underdog in the NFL against the New Orleans Saints. So that technically counts as a sixth pick, but it was the same team, Atlanta. So you got five more of them last week. We got a standard to uphold. We're ready to get to it. Brian Edwards with me now. No huddle underdog picks coming up as we get rolling. All right, without further delay, from Vegas Insider, MajorWager.com. I can see him right now. He does not have on the dark sunglasses, the dark clothes for the funeral for the Gator football season, but it may be about to be coming. I bring you in to try to bring some cheer into your life because the Gators sure aren't doing that. What in the name of Williams-Brice Stadium was that last Saturday night? And now Grantham, the defensive coordinator's fired. What's up with your Gators? They were supposed to contend this year in the SEC. Not good. Not good since last we talked. How are you?
I'm not good when it comes to that topic. Belatedly, Todd Grantham is gone. If any of your listeners want to go read my article on majorwager.com, I chronicle how pathetic the defensive effort was at LSU and at South Carolina compared to what South Carolina and LSU's offensive have done against every other defense they've faced this year. But he finally got rid of him, but now he's lost me. I mean, I still had Mullins back going into Saturday, but now he's lost me, and I think he's lost most. And I don't think winning three games impressively down the stretch is going to be enough with all the uproar in the fan base. And he's kind of changed his demeanor and tone a little bit since last Wednesday, but I think it's too late. And the Gators might be coach hunting here.
You get so sour? How did the Gator fan base get so sour on a guy that was in the SEC title game a year ago and had all these expectations that it can be over with 8 or 9 games into this season?
Well, I think much of the fan base was in an uproar at the end of last year, which I thought was unfair, very unfair. And I thought it was really unfair, any criticism up until the LSU game. And then if you would have fired Grantham and not let him on the airplane in Baton Rouge, I would have been giving him a mulligan on that. But then after that nonsense against South Carolina, his continuing recruiting woes. And look, we always knew Mullen wasn't the greatest, you know, he's never going to be a Spurrier-like enjoyable personality on the microphone, you know, talking, but I was fine with that. We went without touchdowns for a decade and he was giving us touchdowns in bunches. But this team, he's lost this team, and it's just cataclysmic mistakes. Or I mean, we got blown out Saturday, but we should have maybe not won the Georgia game, but we should have been right there in the Georgia game. We ended up more yards and first downs than Georgia. The other games we should have won.
This Three Dog Thursday podcast preaching, we will score. We will score. They could not score on the – and you got to give Georgia credit. Nobody's scoring on Georgia. And then it all starts to unravel. And I have said for so many years, you're repeating it here, it's the teams you're losing to as well in these rivalries. If you are losing at Florida to Alabama, to Georgia, to Florida State, it's who you're losing to. He better win that Florida State game coming at the end of the year, because that's the final nail.
I don't know that's going to help, man.
Yeah, maybe not. But that's the final nail if he loses that one probably for this year. And that's incredible off of what he had built up in 2019 and even had some success in 2020 that it could be done. But it might be.
Yeah, and the two losses to LSU the last year, LSU had half their starters out on both sides of the ball, both games. I mean, those were LSU teams. LSU was trotting out its JV roster in both of those games.
And I saw them against Alabama, and that JV roster, whatever you want to call it, with the defense, played the tide tough. And so maybe we give LSU a little more credit on that, because it was a one-score game at the end. Again, Ed Orgeron, clock management eludes him. Game management eludes him. Why do you not kick the field goal on 4th and 8 with 6:45?
Because he's already fired.
And two timeouts left. Yeah, he's already fired. That's true, too. But LSU.
But I agree with you. He should have kicked the field goal.
Yes, God, yes. All right, so much to get to. The SEC is unfolding. It seems to be Georgia and everybody else. And, in fact, that's going to lead us right to Three Dog Thursday and Brian Edwards and Underdog Picks. So as much as we're touting the Bulldogs, you're looking right at Tennessee as a home doggy at Neyland Stadium. Are you loving you some big orange here on the first underdog?
I am. I made Georgia 14 in this game. I think they're going to get their first 60-minute dogfight of the year. Like, Tennessee's only home losses this year are to Pittsburgh, a 41-34 game, and they were still – you know, Hooker didn't get in that game, I think, until mid-late second quarter, if I'm not mistaken. You know, they were going with Joe Milton. And they lost 31-26 to Ole Miss. The only teams that have run away from Tennessee were way early in the year. Is Alabama. But that was a 7-point game with 13 minutes left. Right. Alabama ended up covering, getting some late touchdowns. But and then they led Florida 14-10, you know, late in the second quarter. And the Gators did not go ahead by more than 10 until 2:04 left in the third. And look, Georgia thrives on forcing turnovers. And maybe they'll be able to do it to Tennessee. But unlike Florida, unlike some other teams, Hendon Hooker doesn't turn the ball over. He's got a 21-2 TDINT ratio. He's getting more comfortable and better in Josh Heupel's offense as the season goes. And again, nobody's run away from them at home. And as nasty as Georgia's defense is, and it is, they have a national title defense, no question about it, period. I still think their offense is, you know, they're beatable because their offense, they can, the quarterbacks can make mistakes. Now, they run the ball well. I think Georgia's going to win. I'm not calling for the outright upset, but I think they get a big time. I think they get their stiffest test of the year Saturday.
They've scored on everybody they play. They won the shootout game in Lexington with Kentucky last week. That's Kentucky. It's not Georgia, but you're at home. And you also love this because it's not just the 20 and a half. What are you advising on Three Dog Thursday real quick?
By the half point to the key number of 21. But now, hold on. Let's say Georgia scores because their defense sets them up with short fields. Their defense scores. Their special team scores. I mean, they blocked another punt last week. They didn't really have many sustained drives against Florida. They got a touchdown off an onside kick. They got the pick six. They got a fumble. They gave them an 11-yard drive, and they got another turnover that gave them like a 35, 40-yard. I mean, to their credit, but you know what I'm getting at.
I know what you're getting at, and I know they're the number one team, and they play great defense. That's a lot of points in Knoxville. That's a 3:30 Eastern time game. CBS will have the game on that one. All right, we got a couple of college underdogs that we're toggling back and forth on, you and I. I kind of like one of them with you, so let's see what you're going to end up doing before we get to the NFL. That's both, and they're both at the same time. Boston College at Georgia Tech, 3:30 Eastern time Saturday. And also Purdue at Ohio State. Purdue off the Michigan State win at home. Ohio State didn't look so good in the game with Nebraska, even though they won. It was a one-score game the whole fourth quarter. All right, so you're going back and forth between these because Boston College got the win over Virginia Tech last Friday night, 17-3. Georgia Tech lost to Miami. Now they're at home as a slight favorite. Do you prefer one of these over the other for Three Dog Thursday purposes? What are you liking? They're both going on at the same time, one in the ACC, one in the Big Ten.
I think I like Purdue a little bit more, but I'll be on both Boston College and Purdue and Minnesota just to squeeze that one in. I know we don't have a ton of time. Right. But Purdue is 9-2 against the spread as a road underdog during Jeff Brohm's tenure, and even more impressive since 2012. Purdue is 25-8 against the spread in 33 road underdog situations. Ohio State's only 2-3 against the spread at home. Their last two games, they've won by 9 points apiece at Nebraska, at home to Penn State, non-covers. Purdue, whether they're favored or dogs, they're 3-1 both straight up and against the spread on the road this year. They beat Iowa when they were undefeated. They beat Sparty when they were undefeated. And we can also buy the half point to 21, just like Tennessee. Now, we're on the road in this instance, but Purdue's having a hell of a season and got a hell of a defense to be catching this many points. In fact, they're 16th in the nation in scoring D, giving up only 18.4 points per game. And then as far as Boston College, it's all about Phil Dracovic and having him back. Now, he didn't have a huge night passing the ball against Vatek. Vatek does have a good defense. They have a terrible offense. But, you know, with Dracovic back, and they might get Trey Berry, their stud tight end, back. He's missed the last two games. He's questionable. But Georgia Tech was only in that game with Miami because Miami lost three fumbles in the first half. One was a scoop and score for Tech for an easy touchdown. The other one set up Georgia Tech for a short touchdown drive. But Georgia Tech at home is 1-3, both straight up and against the spread. The only win over Kennesaw State. Now, if somebody wants to call that out, they do have a win over North Carolina, but it was at the Mercedes-Benz Dome where the Falcons play. I guess we could call that a home win. But at Bobby Dodd, their only home win is over Kennesaw State. And in their last five games, home or away, they're 1-4, both straight up and against the spread. The only outright win against Duke, the only cover when they got the fortunate fumbles at Miami last week.
How about that? So Boston College, a short underdog on the road, like that one. And Aiden O'Connell and Purdue can score. The only thing that concerns me is Ohio State's hearing about how the style points didn't look good. The margin of victory didn't look good. They might try, and they've got so many weapons. They might try to pour it on. They were playing without Garrett Atkins, one of their best receivers in last week's game. They might try to pour it on. And then, what is that Brohm stat? Does that date back to Western Kentucky as well for him, or it's all at Purdue? What's that stat again?
He is 9-2 as a road dog at Purdue, and the Boilermakers are 25-8 against the spread as road underdogs since 2012.
That's a number for that Big Ten game coming early in the afternoon. A few more moments. Brian Edwards, Vegas Insider, MajorWager.com before he's got to get out of here, and we do as well, kicking off Three Dog Thursday. No huddle underdog picks coming up in the next segment as well. To the National Football League, someone's Falcons, I was thinking of you on the Buck bye week, come from behind and beat the New Orleans Saints. Thank you very much. That puts the Tampa Bay Buccaneers back in sole possession of first place in the NFC South. My Bucs headed to play the Washington football team in the nation's capital this weekend. I'll be headed there with them this weekend. Falcons, meantime, to Dallas. Real quick, what was that against the Broncos behind 27-0 at home?
30.
And did it end up being 30-0? Before it ended up being 30-16, what was that against Teddy Bridgewater and the Broncos? That's just a no-show at home, and it kind of dovetails into you believing in your birds at Dallas with a large number, right?
Well, the Falcons have just been a better team on the road the last couple of years, and now the Falcons did give up another enormous lead once again, as is their MO for the last five flipping years, but the Falcons in their last 15 as road underdogs are 11-4 against the spread. And yeah, not only was it 30-0 Denver, but Dallas got two touchdowns and 2-point conversions in the last like 440 or something of that nature. Right. It was 30-0 with 5 or 6 minutes left. And yeah, the Falcons are just a better road team. A couple of books have 9.5 here on Wednesday, and you could buy the half point to the key number of 10 in a yet recurring theme to buy to the key number. I think Matt Ryan's playing really well, and I think the Falcons will hang around.
Wow. All right, again, that's a lot of points. Kyle Pitts, your guy, is coming on. Again, Calvin Ridley has stepped away from the team, mental health issues. Atlanta defense, not very good. Will this be a Dallas bounce back in this game or not here against Atlanta? We'll see. Before I have you out of here, the Sunday night game is the Vegas Raiders and the Kansas City Chiefs. I will mention this with T.C. Martin, who will be on the No Huddle Underdogs in the next segment. Again, he's the guy that's been rolling. He may take the Raiders. We got to listen and find out. But the Raiders are the home underdog here. This is more a play against the Chiefs, I think. And I see you nodding, Brian, because I can see you right now. Do you want to warn me off here? The Raiders off the loss, coming all the way east to the New York Giants, but they come back home, and I just don't believe in Kansas City. They're still a mess, even though they found a way to win that Green Bay game without Aaron Rodgers.
No, it's definitely Raiders or pass. I'm leaning toward the Raiders. Well, the Chiefs are now, 3-16 against the spread, their last 19, if I'm not mistaken. Or it might
That's
be 3-16.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And
it's 2-7 this year. I know that. And then you go back to the Super Bowl where the Bucs beat, but it's 2-7 this year. They didn't cover last week at home.
Yep. No, that's Raiders are pass for sure in my mind. And before we get out of here, I'll give you one more underdog stat. I haven't decided if I'm taking Mississippi State, but I used this stat last week because I had them at Arkansas and they covered and should have won outright if they don't miss three field goals. Mike Leach teams are 22-10 against the spread last 32 as road underdogs. Obviously, most of that at Washington State.
Interesting. And that's the game with Auburn for Mississippi State. But Leach is also finding it a little harder in the SEC West than it was at Washington State with the success that he had there. We will find out what happens with the college doggies and the NFL. Brian Edwards, plug away on how they find you, read you, hear you elsewhere. Go.
Find me on Twitter at Vegas B Edwards. You can find my content at MajorWager.com. All my picks at VegasInsider.com and Brian Edwards Sports.com. Thanks for having me, TJ, and I hope my Falcons are still in the wild card hunt next time we speak.
Hey, we'll if they,
that's
if,
the only
if
team win. I got right now. My
if
Hawks
they
suck.
Win, I know the Gators, I know, and the Hawks are in the tank. Hey, the Braves got the World Series for you since last we talked. But, yeah, the Falcons with a win here against Dallas could be in the conversation. Yes.
Well, no, right now we are the last team in the wild card right now in the NFC. And one stat. Hawks 0-7 against the spread, 1-6 straight up on the road. Keep fading them when they're on the road. Although I think they get back home tomorrow, maybe.
Yep. Some of that's been those West Coast games that they've been playing as well with that. So he even has NBA. He's got it all. MajorWager.com. Follow him at Vegas B. Edwards. Good luck with the underdogs. He's got Tennessee. He's got Purdue. He's got Boston College. Pick one that you like. And his Falcons in the NFL.
Minnesota
Golden Gophers, too.
5.5 or 6.
Okay, we like that, too, with Iowa. He's got a bevy of underdogs. We always love it. Brian Edwards, thank you. I appreciate you hanging here on Three Dog Thursday, brother.
Thank you, sir. Oh, man, have a good week.
More on the way. Hang in there with us. But first, we're brought to you by our friends at WynnBET. Are you ready to win money and boost your odds? Well, WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia, and we're bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. You've got exclusive rewards right at your fingertips. Get in on all the favorite teams, the players, the sports. We've got the NFL starting up soon. Major League Baseball is ongoing. You've got the golf. You've got the MMA. Pretty soon the NBA will be back. The NHL will be back. College football and more. Great promos, odds, and payouts from boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport. We have what you need with WynnBET. If you're ready to play, sign up today. Get a special offer. Get a risk-free $500 bet from us at the Sports Gambling Podcast Network by just downloading and using our promo code SGPN. Download the WynnBET app. Visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com to find out more right now. If you're ready to play, if you're ready to win, they're the premier sports betting experience. Download, bet, and win with WynnBET. And we're brought to you by the guys at PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. PropSwap always has the best odds because you're buying directly from other bettors just like yourself. You see a bet you like, but you think the price is too high, submit a bid for a price that you think is fair and then buy it. Use our promo code SGP on your first deposit and PropSwap will double it up to $500. Double the cash means double the odds. And if you love sports betting, you need to be using PropSwap. Every ticket purchased on PropSwap can be resold at any time. So your bet doesn't have to win to make money. It just needs to improve. Thousands of bettors across the country are shopping for tickets on PropSwap every day. Get started today. Go to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app. PropSwap, where America buys and sells sports bets. And we're brought to you in part by Better Fantasy, the new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on matchups. You can cash out for gift cards when your bet hits and even help raise money for charity along the way. They're a brand new company. They're looking to grow their adopter community. It's a slick, fun app to use. And one of the reasons why we love it here at SGPN is prop betting. So if you're in a state that hasn't legalized gambling yet, you can get in some prop bets on Better Fantasy. It's totally free-to-play. Download it for the iPhone or for Android. Check them out on the web, betterfantasy.com/SGPN. Again, spell it BETTOR, betterfantasy.com/SGPN. And we're brought to you by our friends at Prize Picks. Have you heard about Prize Picks and the daily fantasy that they have made easy? You're going to love it if you just check it out. It is free to customize your sport and give you some under and overs that you like for the upcoming week as well. Prize Picks has the best NBA DFS prop game on the market, and Prize Picks offers more NBA props than any other DFS prop operator and offers superstar players as well as bench players, only recording a handful of minutes every game. They offer any prop you can think of. Yardage, touchdowns in football, interceptions thrown, three-pointers, block shots, whatever in basketball, on and on. And any users that deposit right now on PrizePicks and use our promo code SGP get a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Again, pick 2 to 5 players, pick an under-over on their projection, win up to 10 times the amount of your entry. It is you against the projected number with Prize Picks. Again, use the award-winning app in the App Store, the Google Play Store. The entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It is easy to sign up and to get in with Prize Picks. And again, use our promo code SGP. Get a 100% instant deposit bonus match up to $100. Go to the App Store. It's Prize Picks, daily fantasy made easy. We're also brought to you by our friends at BetQL Daily. Do you feel like the last one out when it comes to sports betting? You don't know where to start? Understand where the market is moving and use smart bets out there and have some fun while you're doing it with our friends at BetQL. And the BetQL Daily is a must-listen show for sports bettors and fans alike. Check out these guys. They're hilarious. They mix it up. The insults are flying between the hosts and the bettors. It's interactive. And the guys Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth, they serve up what they call wager entertainment, the sports talk you love with betting insights that you need each weekday. Find out where the market's moving across the week on the biggest sporting events. If you miss out on the early games, BetQ Daily has you covered there too with recaps and some of the best recent line movements as well. Again, check them out at BetQ Daily. If you're not sure where to start with sports betting, start it with BetQ Daily. Listen weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time on Odyssey, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app, BetQL Daily. And a reminder, the SGPN app is right there live now in the App Store and the Google Play Store. This app gives you easy access to all of our picks, all of our podcasts, everything in the content from the SGPN family of shows and everything that's going on the app. Don't forget, give us an app review. Download the SGPN app today in the App Store and the Google Play Store. Look for us. It's the SGPN app.
The dogs are barking. Who will get it done this week? Three Dog Thursday now continues. Here again is TJ Reeves.
We do come back in here on the only digital radio show that you need to look after those underdogs in podcast form here on Three Dog Thursday. Coming up, our no-huddle underdog picks. T.C. Martin, who's been white hot, blazing on picking the underdog winners, even outright winners. 3 for 3 last week, 3 outright winners in the NFL, 10 for 11 on the season. He's going to lead off the no-huddle underdogs. And then my guys, Jonathan Grella, based in Washington, D.C., longtime Jets guy, former PR director with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, is intertwined in the fabric of the NFL about 18 different ways. I look forward to talking with him about the Jets and the large number against the Bills and what he thinks on that, and a little more too about it, maybe even some college basketball from Jonathan. He's a big Villanova guy, Villanova with the national championships recently in college basketball. We'll talk to him about that as well. And then my guy Ari Russell is also here. Ari, a big University of Miami alum and apologist. Looky here, the Hurricanes have won 3 in a row now after Manny Diaz had basically crashed that program, but now they've responded, they've rebounded, and they're an underdog at Florida State. I want to talk to Ari about that and a little bit about his New York Giants. He's based in New York. He has followed Big Blue for a long time, and have the Giants found some things or not? They're even on the bye week this week. They'll come back and play my Buccaneers on Monday Night Football. So Ari will be here with a no-huddle underdog pick as well. I was saying with Brian Edwards that I agree with him on Boston College. I think I'm going to go so far as to also go Purdue Boilermakers with him as well. I found another stat there during the timeout that Ohio State is just 2-6 right now in their last 8 games at the Horseshoe as a favorite. So that's another one going back to last year with the COVID compressed season a year ago and into this year. That may favor Purdue, and that is a ton of points with Aiden O'Connell, the quarterback. I know Ohio State's defense is good. I saw this team firsthand blast Indiana, but Purdue is much better than Indiana. With the upsets over Iowa at Iowa and Michigan State last week, I think they play with confidence. I think they hang in the game. So I am going Boston College. I am going Purdue. I owe you an NFL underdog. I'm going to seek some underdog advice from TC coming up here and from my other guys, from Jonathan Grella as well, and then make an underdog pick here at the end of the show. Without further delay, here we go with the no huddle. Pay attention in particular to T.C. Martin. You're about to hear why as we crank it up. Highly anticipated does not do it justice. The doctor is in. T.C. Martin of the T.C. Martin Show in Las Vegas 5 days a week. More importantly, for the purposes of this here segment, kicking off the roll call here of no huddle picks, the engraved invitation, the red carpet out. Frankly, as I said on your show earlier this week, TC Martin, I was expecting like a 1-for-3 or maybe even an 0-for-3. My God, 3-for-3 on the TC Martin underdogs, making you 10-for-11. Now on the season, on this show, documented, there is now an expectation, my friend. Welcome. How are you? Welcome back to the No Huddle Underdog Picks. You have been in fuego, to say the least.
Timeout, rewind, stand by. On fire, in fuego, as you say. Before last week, you know, 8 in a row, 8 out of 9, whatever it was you said, and you expected 1 out of 3, TJ? What just is wrong with you? 1 out of 3. Where does that come into play? The do theory? Is that what you're thinking here?
The law of averages, the fact you're picking 3 games, not just one, but the doctor demonstrated this has been no fluke. This is no accident. The doctor came strong with the Atlanta Falcons. Came strong. Also, what else did you have? New York Giants, right, against the Raiders. And then Tennessee Titans on Sunday night. You were golden last week. So very impressive. The record speaks for itself. And so that leads us in here. You have the entire list, the entire buffet of Week 10 NFL games. Everybody's been waiting for that. As I said to you on your show, I've had people contacting me on which way is TC leaning. I said, you got to wait for the show. You got to wait for the podcast. Here it is, folks. The doctor is in. Go.
Okay. Well, just to upset you, TJ Rees, like I did a couple weeks ago, I'm probably going to do it again. And I usually do not like asking bad teams to do something good for me because I like selecting good teams. However, with your format, being a three dog Thursday, we cannot play any favorites, so we have to find those dogs that either can hopefully overperform or the opponent can underdeliver. So that's what we're going with this week. We're going to Landover, Maryland, my friend, where you're going to be. That's right. We are going against those Buccaneers just like we did a couple weeks ago, and we're going to go with the Washington football team. The reasoning as follows, my friend.
Yeah, I'm all ears.
Okay. Both teams coming off a bye this week. And as you know, TJ, some teams actually love the bye week, and the bye week is good for them. Others don't particularly care for a bye week. And in this situation with Ron Rivera's club, I think the bye week came a very appropriate time. It gave Washington a chance to get healthy, to kind of get refocused, because we've seen some signs with Washington that they are pretty good at times. We go back to last year's playoff game where this is a rematch and kind of a revenge situation. As we saw Washington play your Tampa Bay Buccaneers extremely well, extremely close, and even had your boy Tom Brady and Bruce Arians a little bit nervous going into the fourth quarter of that game in Landover, Maryland. So, I like Ron Rivera. I like Washington in this spot. They're getting 9.5 points. I'm not necessarily saying outright winner, but I do think that this game will be close because Washington plays a lot of teams close. And Tyler Heinicke, who we saw, as you saw firsthand last year, surprised a lot of people. He's been somewhat uneven. Some of the league is figuring him out a little bit. But according to my sources there in Washington, Rivera has used this bye week very, very nicely. And I expect Washington to show up. And the defense will come up big with Chase Young and Montez Sweat. So look for Brady to be a little bit uncomfortable at times, just enough to slide in and get that cover for the burgundy and gold.
Interesting. And again, you're not calling for the outright win on a 9.5 or 10 point doggy here. But as I said to you on your own show, you were kind of leaning this way on your own show earlier in the week before Three Dog Thursday. Devin White did not play in that game, the star Buccaneer linebacker, due to COVID-19 positive status. And the bottom line is here, he's going to be chasing Taylor Heinicke all over the football field if he takes off to run. That's going to be a big factor. And again, Brady has been bonkers off the bye week. So is Bruce Arians as the coach. The numbers back that up. And this team didn't lose a game off the bye week in early December last year, all the way through the postseason. So let's see who's refocused. The doctor's going there. And I can't question it because you went there with the New Orleans Saints a couple of weekends ago and you got them. That's the Saints, though, with a winning tradition, a right, winning coach, with already a winning season this year. This is the Washington football mess in D.C. I don't know, but the doctor has spoken. That's all I can say to the audience. The doctor has spoken 10 out of 11. The doctor has spoken with his underdog because you could have gone anywhere for this week. I just want to ask you, I was saying to Brian Edwards back in the opening segment, I like the Raiders in the spot fading more the Chiefs. Quick chance to talk me out of that. That's the Sunday night game. I know the Raiders lost in New York to the Giants, came all the way back home. The Chiefs have not looked good in weeks, even in wins. You want to scare me off on home doggy Raiders?
Yeah, I would scare you off a little bit on this one. I just like I tried to scare you off of West Virginia last week with Oklahoma State. But I will just say that, you know, this is a spot for the Chiefs where they know that they got to start turning things around. And this is a perfect opponent for the Chiefs. As when you look at that Raiders secondary, it is a mess. And you look at the linebacking core, this and that. If Patrick Mahomes is going to have a bust out game, it's going to be this week. And we go back to the last three, 4 weeks for that matter. You know, the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes have seen some pretty strong defenses, especially secondaries. He's not going to see that here at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. You could say that Derek Carr will probably have a bounce back game here, but I see these two teams trending in different directions like we traditionally see at this time of year. Raiders coming off a bye week have never been good, and that was case again last week. Second half of the season, we've seen the Raiders just falter miserably, and we are at that time. And then on the contrary, we see where the Chiefs start really picking up the pace, and they say, okay, it's game time now. And I think they look at the Raiders. They remember coming here last year where basically they were outplayed for majority of the game, but the experience won over. Now you're in a situation they're not going to come in shocked. They played in this building before. And again, coming off another substandard week where the defense actually played pretty good for the Chiefs. I look for the Chiefs to get them, my friend. So beware, be careful. Again, I think that's a very low number. If you're looking to play Kansas City, you're looking at this and you're saying, wow, I can only give up 2.5 against this soft Raiders defense. Something to think about.
But again, worth noting, as we've said, 9 games played, 2-7 against the number, Kansas City, yep, for this year.
And almost you got to remember, throw out the numbers here, because they've been basically either double-digit favorites or more than a touchdown favorite in just about all of those games. This is less than a field goal, my friend.
I understand.
So, you know, and let me tell you this.
Need a Chiefs win.
Real home field advantage here as well, too, just because there is going to be probably 10 to 15,000 Chiefs fans in the house. And we've seen that when Chicago came here before, and even Miami, believe it or not, they brought a lot of people. But with Chiefs fans, they've had this game circle on the calendar. I heard Allegiant Airlines is doubling and tripling up the flights from KC to Vegas. So be prepared. If you're watching from afar, you're going to hear some noise when the Chiefs get in the end zone.
This guy's been making noise on the No Huddle Underdogs. Last chance to bail on Washington football team before Brady humiliates them. You're not bailing. You're backing them to at least keep it close.
I gave it out. Would it surprise me if your boys have a double-digit victory? No, it would not surprise me. And so if the streak has to come to an end, my friend, I couldn't be happier that it's coming to you and your employer. Okay.
However, you did go against the Bucs 2 weeks ago, and you were right. On the road,
I love that spot too.
Keep it close.
I love that spot for many of those reasons that I told you a couple weeks ago. Even though Jameis Winston went out early in that game, and I was like, "Oh boy, here we go." But no, I mean, again, that was only the second home game for New Orleans, and I know they're going to be fired up. And again, that defense against Brady, and we know it's a big rivalry. They play each other close, so I thought that was a good spot. Washington, they play teams close. So I just think that this is one of those games that it should not be a blowout. So I will go ahead. I will risk it. I will put it forward and go with a 2-6 team against your beloved Super Bowl champions.
It's the reverse against a 6-2 team. The doctor, TC Martin, plug away social media, how they hear the show.
Hear the show 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. Of course, that is 5 to 7 Eastern, but of course you can listen anytime, anywhere under the podcast section. Check out the interviews that we have up there, everything else. Great stuff on the show each and every day, Monday through Friday, in our best bet segment. Tune into that. We've got a slew of handicappers, including myself, up there each and every Friday, live from the Cosmopolitan Las Vegas. The best bets tab is up there, so you can check that out. Social media, Twitter, TC Martin 21. So, chime on board, brother. And TJ Reeves, listen to the show. You hear this man on the show pretty often.
Yes, we frequent each other's shows. Lots of conversations. TCMartinShow.com to find it, to find all the good content. Always love it. Again, he's 10 for 11 with NFL underdogs to this point. Is it the Washington football team getting the 9.5 or the 10? We will find out. TC, thank you, brother.
I got a feeling I'll be getting a text from you at some point in time during the course of this game while you should be working.
Indeed, it has been far too long since I've gotten the chance to chat it up with Jonathan Grella from JAG Public Affairs up in the Washington, D.C. area. Love his insight. Full disclosure, Jonathan used to run the Buccaneers communications department while I was around, making sure that I had coach or player or whatever I needed, croissants, whatever I would need and whenever I would need it, this man would always provide. Good to have you back on Three Dog Thursday. Including with the J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 your first love, showing some life at times this season. How are you, my friend?
I'm well. They are not. And when you're a Jets fan, you're already out of the serious playoff hunt by mid-fall and doing mock drafts by Thanksgiving. So that's where we're at. Other than that, life's good.
I mean, the last two seasons, I think, when I've had you on this podcast, you were bemoaning Adam Gase. You were bemoaning Sam Darnold. Now it's just new actors in the same play. Now it's Robert Saleh is the first-year coach. Kyle Wilson's already hurt. We're going to Mike White. Zach Wilson, excuse me. We're going to Mike White, the former USF and Western Kentucky quarterback. We're going to Josh Johnson, who was the quarterback of the BUCCANEERS Go Bucks when Jonathan Grella was around at one point.
That's true.
On the Bucks. Josh Johnson didn't play poorly in relief. Mike White threw for 400 yards in his first start for a win. All hope is not necessarily lost as we morph it into a Sunday underdog. 12 to 12 and a half point underdog at the time we're talking against the Buffalo Bills. I mean, you can't say that they can't score. They have been scoring some points. There is some optimism here. No matter if we're going to Ken O'Brien or Richard Todd this weekend for the Jets.
Hey, this is great therapy. Do I have to pay you or how does that work? Do you take insurance?
I do. Good on the copay. Just let me know. But I'm just saying that even while being annihilated on Thursday Night Football, Josh Johnson led a comeback of sorts and made it interesting. This team has scored some points.
Josh Johnson, you don't survive in this league the way he has without some athleticism, some intelligence, some survival skills. And being a good teammate and probably leader. I happen to know JJ to be both, to be all those things. And you know, trade the occasional DM with him. I'm happy he stuck. I was not surprised that he did pretty well last week. Here's the thing though, TJ. When you're with certain franchises like the one that I was raised on, you know, everybody thinks you're plucky and adorable for keeping something within 2-3 scores. Of course, the Buccaneers, when I was there, were much closer to that than what they are right now. So my timing's impeccable, Teach. But are the Jets perfectly capable of hanging with anyone? Sure. Have they beaten a couple of quality teams? Sure. But have they also shown that they can get smoked for no good reason? Like losing 27-0 to the Broncos or whatever, like, and it isn't a matter of effort. They do play real hard for the coaches, and you better hope so in the first half of the coach's first season. Makes me wonder about preparation or scheme or communication between players and coaches, as they can hang with anyone and they can get smoked by anyone. Thus the dozen points that the Jets are getting at home.
Yep, home doggy. But Mike White showed something a couple of weeks ago. And again, we have to question whether he's fully healthy off the hand injury in the Thursday night game. He's had 10 days.
He's going.
At the time that we're talking, he did practice Wednesday. We suspect he's going to be able to make some throws. But I was impressed because he threw two first-quarter interceptions in the Cincinnati game and then overcame it. So, again, if anybody's buying what I'm selling, if Jet fan Jonathan, if anybody's buying what I'm selling, they may have a puncher's chance to score and hang in this game with an angry Buffalo team, but a Buffalo team that could only muster – 6 points against the Jags?
Oh, my fantasy teams are not happy right now with any of those guys, from Josh Allen to Stephon Diggs to Devin Singletary. But be that as it may, you are correct. I am pleasantly surprised if there's anything I could be pleasantly surprised about in the same sentence as the word Jets, it's how the offensive has come alive. But of course, the flip side of that same coin is, why hasn't Zach shown that yet? So if the system is quarterback friendly, as we were promised, then we shouldn't be surprised that a Mike White or a Josh Johnson could perform capably, maybe. And we haven't even mentioned Flacco coming back again. The Flacco comebacko. Show me at least. I mean, this is too much to ask. And I know I'm ranting, but you started this, TJ. Yep. Is it too much to ask that you have a quarterback that throws for 300 yards two, three times a season, that the team scores 30 points two, three times a season? Why is the field look 200 yards long when our offense is on it and 40 yards long when the other team's offense is on it? It kills me, man. And you are so correct that, just like the band Menudo and several other characters in pop culture, the players may change, but the hits, they remain the same.
Oh, listen to you. Jonathan Grella with me. He's at Jonathan Grella on Twitter, Grella. Also, JAG Public Affairs, his public affairs shop in Washington, D.C.
I wanted to mention something to you, TJ. Speaking of Tampa and things that are in Washington, is look what I dug up, a USFL 1984 championship hat that took place in Tampa.
That hat is tremendous. For those seeing it on video, that hat is tremendous. And I remember that championship game because they didn't go to the highest seeds home field. What is that? The Arizona Wranglers. It was Wranglers Stars 84 Stars. USFL championship game hat that Jonathan Grella has on the head. The red, white, and blue.
It looks
for the
terrible
USFL.
On me, but it's
but
worth
that's okay.
Something, but not worth
that
wearing.
Is some kind of artifact that you have there. Right. Mentioning about the USFL and Tampa Bay, where Steve Spurrier's Bandits were always involved, and remember the Jim Mora Philadelphia
Burt
Stars.
Reynolds, baby, show some respect.
Yes.
Gene Deckerhoff's former wingman.
Gene Deckerhoff on the call of the Burt Reynolds, John Bassett, Tampa Turd Bay Bandits, Ferguson. Bandit Ball, Spurrier with Bandit Ball. We yep. reminisce, but Jim Mora's Philadelphia Stars dominated that league. And I had forgotten that the championship game, played like the Super Bowl rotating around, was played in Tampa, at least for that year in 84, when they did. What an artifact. What a guy, Jonathan Grella.
Sometime we'll take a tour around my office and then my garage, and we will see luchador masks and wrestling belts and countless other useless things. My real estate or my property rights have shrunk. Mrs. Grell has done a very good job of pushing all of my personal space into one pile. It's going to be smaller by the time you see me next, I'm sure.
It's now a borderline hoarding situation in the same room, stacked up to the ceiling.
Right.
If that's okay. This man also has like a world championship wrestling championship belt or two, maybe even the tag team championship belts.
Two?
Action figures. Yeah, two. Action figures from the wrestling, memorabilia from Washington Nats baseball that I'm seeing around the office on the video, all kinds
all right,
of
we'll
things.
We'll take a spin around here sometime and then out in the garage another time.
We need to. But anytime you're digging out the USFL, we are all about that. Listen, fantastic stuff. Plug away again. He's even a Villanova basketball guy because that's his school. Went to Villanova in D.C., New York allegiance. But Nova Nation is back. Jay Wright is back after a healthy start to the college basketball season with an easy win in the opening game. So at least you have something to look forward to. And I think your Jets, I'm not taking them, but I think the Jets can hang with Buffalo in this game on Sunday.
Yeah, sure. They can hang. They could also get smoked. They are not they may be the most tempting choice out there, TJ. But I think they're Jekyll and Hyde, and that's a shame. We'll see how this all shakes out in time. But to Nova Hoops, expecting a big year, as we've been spoiled. They have been always the oasis from the football team. And just when the Jets are out of the playoff picture by late October, than here comes Villanova basketball, and I don't feel like such a loser for a few months. So Noah will be back and bringing back some fifth-year seniors who were pretty, pretty good. So we're currently ranked fourth, and yesterday was a really good way to shake the rust off. So we'll see. Friday, we're at UCLA. So a nice early test for the Cats. But I believe in Jay Wright, who belongs in Hollywood. I hope they let him come home again.
I love that. And I love the fact that for the two Villanova national championships recently, both in Texas, Jonathan Grell and I were around each other on both
Correct.
Occasions. So if the Final Four is back in Texas and Nova makes it there, Grell and I are there and it's a Nova lock. That's a lot to get, you know, in order and a lot to happen, a lot of variables, but we were there in San Antonio. We were there in Houston. It happened both times for Nova basketball. Plug away, social media, everything where they can find you, because I have much love for Jonathan Grella. Go.
Thank you. So for my personal handle, at Jonathan Grella, if you're looking for public affairs or public relations, crisis communications, things like that, it's JAG Public Affairs. Website's jag.ninja. And I think it's at JAG Pub Affairs on Twitter. There's a little thing called the Daily Malarkey, which is a fun newsletter, political satire, if you will, for certain type.
I got a kick about every day out of the Daily Malarkey, just the spin on things and the references to the 80s, the movies, pro wrestling. Everything is fair game on the Daily Malarkey with the newsletter, the email,
of that. All right, thank you. Check us out at Daily Malarkey. Sign up at dailymalarkey.com, and you'll get a little bit of snark brevity, so to speak, first thing in the morning, weekdays. It's really been fun to do it. And of course, I think of my friends like you when you include a GIF of Ric Flair or name it. So thanks for the plug, TJ. I appreciate it.
If you do not have Macho Man Savage off the top rope with a flying elbow at some point, I'm going to be disappointed. You got to work that in on the Daily Malarkey.
Funny you should mention that this weekend I had a Macho Man, GIF picked out, of him in the Hogan handshake, the Mega Powers handshake.
I remember the superpowers, the Mega Powers.
The Mega Powers. Right. And I was thinking about Dave Portnoy and Aaron Rodgers coming together as the Mega Powers are both getting canceled at the same time and decided to forge an alliance to save America.
And I could even sense the, while the handshake happened. It's too good. Sarasota, Florida's finest, even though he's originally from Illinois, but Sarasota, Florida was where he resided for a long time.
The late Grove.
I love
it. Is where he and his brother Leaping Lanny Poffo, or that's where Lanny said he was from. And of course, Randy was a baseball player. The father, I guess, was Angelo Poffo. And, you know, a great, at least half of it was a great wrestling family. Great reference. And if you like that kind of stuff, Cobra Kai and wrestling and 80s pop culture, come check us out. Not for the faint of heart. Stay away, snowflakes, just like in Florida.
I love it. I love it. And you're a Jet fan, so you're used to being a punching bag anyway. Sometimes you got to retaliate. That is what you got to do if you're Jonathan
Speaking of
Grella.
Punching bags, TJ, the one time I ever broke a real bone was using one of those speed bags at a bar on South Howard in Tampa.
I remember you had the broken hand. Pressure.
Yeah, which is great. And then we had a player sign it. And who was it that signed it? Was it Angelo Dundee who he signed my boxer's fracture, which was fun.
The great Angie Dundee, the trainer of Muhammad Ali, of Sugar Ray Leonard, and some of the great fighters of all time. Absolutely.
Right. All right. So that's my boxing in Tampa reference. So it all comes back to the old stomping grounds, bud.
I always love Jonathan Grella with me. Thank you for the no-huddle underdog conversation here. We'll see what the Jets do with the Buffalo Bills. Jonathan, thank you. Be well. I look forward seeing what's going to happen here in the NFL this weekend. Thank you, sir.
I hope to see you this week again. Bye.
He is the anchor leg. It has been far too long since my man Ari Russell has been back aboard on Three Dog Thursday. But lo and behold, the Miami Hurricanes. What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on in South Florida. I thought they wanted Manny Diaz gone with the Canes, with the U. They've now won three in a row. So Coach Ari has to show here on Three Dog Thursday to explain what's going on there, talk a little underdogs, and much more. Ari and I go way back, SiriusXM alumni, brothers from another mother. Tune In, we work a bunch on Tune In and the college basketball coverage, etc. He is based in New York. My friend, how are you? And I can see you. I do see a smile when I bring up Miami, a three-game win streak. Who'd have thunk it? I thought this team was dead in the water. How are you?
Well, three things. Tyler Van Dimes. He has been the guy, the reason why this team has won three games in a row. I think, who would have thought it? It really looked like this team wasn't going to win any ACC games, maybe Duke the rest of the year. But then the TVD comes in and, really did a good job in the second half of the Virginia game, second half of the UNC game. And then from there on, he's had three games that are outstanding, historic performances. The first time since Bernie Kosar, quarterback for Miami, has thrown for over 325 yards in three consecutive games. He outperformed one of the Heisman hopefuls in the Pittsburgh game. He definitely outperformed that game. Look, even my child is excited about it in the background. It's been amazing, and this guy might end up saving Manny Diaz's job. Believe it or not, it's amazing. Look, I was calling for his head all over Twitter because I just thought things were terrible, falling apart, and but here comes this quarterback in, and he just comes in ice water as a redshirt freshman, and I think that he's been the difference, and I think that the future of Miami's programs is literally on his shoulders right now, and he's been doing a great job.
I worked that game in Chapel Hill, and they coulda, shoulda, woulda won that game down inside the red zone, touchdown to win, field goal to tie, and the ball gets deflected in the air with 10 seconds left and intercepted. They don't get the touchdown. They not only don't get that, they don't even get the chance at the field goal.
Yeah.
We're maybe talking about a four-game win streak, but they've come through that adversity. I'm just, again, needling you. Do you want them winning these games? They're about to play the rivalry game at Florida State. Do you want them winning that game and saving Manny Diaz at this point as the underdog?
Honestly, because of what we're seeing now with having a quarterback of our future, I think, yes, I want to see them win because I want to see this kid go and rise. I want to see him continue to be successful. If that means that it saves Manny Diaz's job, look, that's a good thing. Look, this program has had a lot of problems. We're finally seeing a quarterback position of continuity. We lost King. We bring in this guy that's a redshirt freshman. He's been lighting it up, historic numbers for the program. We're excited. We should be excited. It's rivalry week. FSU stinks this year. We have to win this game. It doesn't matter. I don't care if Manny Diaz gets fired or not. You still got to beat FSU. And I don't think there's a single fan that'll be rooting against Miami because they want to see the coach fired because it's FSU. That's mindless. I don't think that even the most craziest fans in the world wouldn't do that. And trust me, I'm on the message boards all the time, on the Facebook groups, the Facebook fan group. Yep. And people talk about real fans, this, real fans, that. I don't know if there's any fans that are out there that are rooting against Miami this week because it's FSU.
And I will confess again, I worked the national radio game with Tiki Barber a year ago when Miami obliterated Mike Norvell's Florida State team. Norvell wasn't even there because he was COVID-19 positive.
Right.
So they had a backup coach, but they could have beaten them by 70 that night, and they didn't try to. Manny Diaz didn't try to. So now this is the rematch game. Very interesting with the Canes. You're not going to go with that one, though. You're instead going to go to an SEC game as we get into the No Huddle Underdogs with Ari Russell finishing it up. He's at Ari Russell on Twitter. You're liking some Mississippi State. I know you've been very fond of Mike Leach for years. Texas Tech, Wazoo. You like you some Bulldogs against Auburn in this showdown on the Plains. They're getting a few points, getting like 5 points. You like Mississippi State here real quick?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Mike Leach here with the Pirate. On the road, I think he's pretty good on the road, especially as a dog. 5 points, I think, for they barely lost. It was a close game last week. They had their chances against Arkansas. The irony is that Arkansas was looking to hire him, and now the coach of Arkansas is 2-0 against Leach. But I think this is a game where, I'm not really too fond on Auburn. But you never know at the SEC. I just think that Mike Leach, they're at least going to cover. It's going to be close. 2-3 point game, even if they lose.
He's got that quarterback. Will Rogers is his name. You know, never met a man, never met a pass he didn't like. Will Rogers doing well? Mississippi kid, throwing the football. We'll see. Auburn again, stink bomb last week with only 3 points at Texas A&M. Some of that was Texas A&M's defense. We'll see. And before you get out of here on the No Huddle Underdogs, the Giants are off this week, but the Giants are playing better football, and their next game is against my Buccaneers on Monday Night Football a week from Monday. Daniel Jones and that defense, they may create some problems here for my Super Bowl champion Buccaneers come a week from Monday on the 22nd.
I don't know, man. you know, it's really going to be dependent on the pass rush. Now, the good news is that that's developed. And another guy, hey, from the U, Quincy Roche has been really the rookie that's come in there, you know, out of a Miami guy that really came in and took over the job. And he closed out the game in that big upset win over over the Raiders this week. Strip sack at the end of the game. That pass rush is really that's the key to beating Brady. And we all know that the Giants have also had Brady's number in the past. We know that. So, you know, getting the pass rush going in and getting pressure on Brady is going to be the key.
They were good against Mahomes in the Monday night game as well. Could have won that. Should have, could have, would have, could have won that game.
Coaching. And here's the thing, you know, at the end of the day, if it's going to be a close game and it's going to be coaching, we ain't going to win that game. We might cover, but we're not going to win that game because we know that our coach is suspect. Well, we talked
Joe Judge. Yes. You're not a Joe Judge fan. I can tell being a New York guy, but you're not going to lose this week. You got the bye week. You've won a couple of games recently, and now you're going to have Monday Night Football with the Bucs. We'll see. That gives him his full attention, or at least most of his attention, on Miami against Florida State. Some of his attention's got to be on his daughter because she's very big into Clifford the Big Red Dog. Ari never knew what Clifford the Big Red Dog the show was or who Clifford was.
He I does now. The books.
The books, yes. Adorable pictures of your daughter, by the way, dressing up as Clifford on Halloween. We love that. And let's see what happens with Miami and Florida State. Your underdog on the No Huddles, Mississippi State, but he will have eyes on the Canes and FSU this weekend as well. Ari Russell, I love it. I appreciate the insight and the time. We'll be catching up with you down the road on Three Dog Thursday and for the college basketball coverage. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Thanks, TJ. See you later.
There we go. One more time on the No Huddle Underdog Picks from all the different guys with college and NFL doggies and what will happen with T.C. Martin. He's only got to pick one dog this week and does very much love the Washington football team. How about that? Against my Buccaneers, I just don't see it. And it is a lot of points, and he didn't say necessarily to win the game, just to keep it close for the WFT in the nation's capital. I'll be headed there with the Buccaneers this weekend. I'll report back next week on that. As the Bucs come off the bye week, again, worth repeating, they didn't lose a game off the bye week a year ago. Bruce Arians has been outstanding as well as a coach off the bye week with extra time to prepare. The Buccaneers secondary getting a little healthy as well. Stay away from that pick. Even though TC's going there, stay away from that pick. I owe you an NFL doggy. He's scaring me off about the Raiders. TC is closer to it in Las Vegas for the matchup with Kansas City. So I'll back off the Raiders. I will go instead to the Cleveland Browns, who played very well last week in a win over Cincinnati. I know they have injury concerns. They've rid themselves of Odell Beckham and his distraction of the last couple of weeks. I know Nick Chubb is hurt. Doesn't look like he's going to be able to play. Maybe, maybe not at New England. Patriots are 1-4 at home. I know they are improving all around and offensively. They've got a three-game win streak, one of those games against Jonathan Grella's Jets at home where they put a 50-burger on New York. But the last couple of weeks against the Chargers and also on the road against the Carolina Panthers, both Justin Herbert and Sam Darnold, killer interceptions, especially in the fourth quarter of close games, interceptions that turned into pick sixes and iced the game for New England both times. I think Baker Mayfield plays the cleaner game with the weapons that he has. I believe that Cleveland will find a way to win. I'll take the points as them as a road underdog and burst the New England bubble to this point. Everybody's talking about New England and playoffs right now after the three-game win streak, after they began the year, 3-4. Now they suddenly have won some games, have gotten the ship righted a little bit here. I still think Cleveland wins this game. I think the Browns are playoff caliber here. Myles Garrett rushing the passer against the rookie quarterback, Mac Jones. Give me Cleveland in an early game at New England to win outright. That'll be my NFL underdog to go with the others. My thanks to Brian Edwards being with us earlier in the podcast with his handicapping, his underdogs, and why, including going with his Falcons again as the Dallas Cowboys. The No Huddle Underdogs with T.C. Martin, Jonathan Grella, and Ari Russell on the program. As always, thank you to the Sports Gambling Podcast, their network of shows, sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Get the SGPN app for all of the shows, all the gambling shows, including Three Dog Thursday, as part of that as well. We're done here. Subscribe away. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you get podcasts. You find us every Thursday. We stay relevant through the weekend with all the college and NFL doggies. Good luck to the handicappers and the predictors, the selectors here on Three Dog Thursday. Again, I'm going Boston College, Purdue, and the Cleveland Browns for my three for this week. For now, we are done. Thank you for being with us here on Three Dog Thursday. Bye.